AFib, atrial fibrillation. This is a condition where we have several things contributing to this. One is there is some kind of ongoing assault on the nervous system, something irritable, something inflammatory, something causing a stressful response. Now, here is where we can get into stress in general, emotional baggage or trapped emotions. We can also get into gut health, because every time you have a food reaction at the gut, it is a tremendous, tremendous strain on the nervous system as well. There are many, many, many nerve junctions in the gut. They say more in the gut than in the brain. It's that heavily innervated. So that's a big player and one of the things we'll focus on for sure. And then we also have the general breakdown of the nervous system, which happens due to malnutrition. Now, many of us were born malnourished. We were already in trouble. And that's just a product of processed food and modern living. And so we definitely want to work on that nutrition level. And then perhaps we can use some herbs that will help stabilize those volatile nerves in the heart. The herb that has been traditionally used for that for a very long time is motherwort, to stabilize that. However, AFib often responds well to hawthorn berry, especially the berry leaf and flower tinctured together, which you can buy quite readily. Fairly large doses of that, a couple of dropperfuls, 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, perhaps anytime it's noticed, will just calm it down. And so it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Diseases don't occur in a vacuum. They occur only after several systems have failed. That's the only time you're going to get anything that's a diagnosable condition. So we want to look at the body as a whole. It's great when we have something we can just say, hey, take this, take these 3 things, you're going to get better. Sometimes those occur, but even those probably didn't occur in a vacuum. They probably occurred as a whole system, you know, several systems started to fail. But sometimes we can strengthen that system up, fix the chemistry, and things start to get better. So let's just talk about some conclusions we're going to come to with the discussion of atrial fibrillation. So first of all, we're going to want to avoid things that are obviously nervous system stimulant irritants. So caffeine, chocolate, sugar, corn products, high fructose corn syrup for sure, a lot of flour products, and meat, animal products that have been cooked heavily. So actually, I'm kind of a fan of raw meat. I realize there's some potential risk there, although it's much lower than you think. If you get the gut working like it's supposed to and the chemistry like it should be, you pretty much have nothing to fear from any kind of parasite or anything like that. It just won't take hold in the gut. It just doesn't have conditions conducive to it. So that's not really that difficult to manage and make sure you never have a problem with. So I tend to feel like there's very little risk and lots of reward for eating raw animal products. Now, I've said before and I'll say it here, humans really are designed to be raw plant food eaters. And we're not really, we have adaptations that allow us to eat animal products, but that's not really what we're built for. So perhaps it would be one option to go vegetarian. If we're going to do this, we have to be really careful for a year or two to supplement with quite a bit of fish oil. And also we're going to need a standard processed product called Zypan. And Zypan is going to keep the gut acidic, and you just take one or two every time you eat. And it just keeps that gut acidic all the time. And that acid gut is going to help prevent food reactions. It's going to help calm the system down. You'll be more stable. And it will also prevent infections and things like that from getting into the gut. The gut chemistry stays better, healthier, if there's plenty of acid secretions in that, or acid conditions in that intestinal tract. And that pretty much goes all the way down. It starts in the stomach, really, and then it should continue all the way through. At no point should the gut lining be alkaline. In the mouth, a little bit, but by the time it gets through that stomach sphincter, obviously that's changed and should change all the way through. We're going to supplement with things that are going to give us good nutrition. So at least for a while, even if you were to choose the vegetarian track, for a while you would definitely want some standard processed products that help nourish the body. So just 2 farro food a day. Farro food is really potent, and some people will get a little bit of a stress response from it. So we're just going to do 2 of those a day, and it might be slightly better with food just because it sort of will dilute the strong effect of the farro food. We're going to want 3 or 4 calamo every day. We're going to want blackstrap molasses. Now, this one we're going to take for the rest of our lives. 2 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses every day. Now, the Wholesome Sweeteners organic molasses is a blackstrap molasses. Of course, there's plantation blackstrap molasses. And just don't be confused. This is not Brer Rabbit. It's not Grandma's. Those molasses are have white sugar added back to them. They are not real blackstrap molasses. So we're going to want the real thing. And that's a life sentence. That's something you just do. If you've ever had any kind of heart, anything, you're on blackstrap molasses forever. So then, of course, we're going to do hawthorn tincture. And that will be the berry, the leaf, and the flower. And we're going to do a standard process product called Cardio Plus. Cardio Plus. And then if there's a lot of intestinal issues going on, we might want some Antrinex, and we might want some Immuplex, both of which, and we may want some Gastrex. So that would be 2 Gastrex in the morning, 4 Antrinex, and 2 Immuplex. And that's going to help balance the immune system and balance the gut throughout the day. So that program that I've given you, and of course the synopsis is below, that's a pretty good approach. The only other thing we really need is a good heart formula that will stabilize the rhythm, nourish the heart, protect the arteries. And for this, we use Richard Schulze's heart formula. And that's not something he allows resale of, but you can get that directly from herbdoc.com.